Hey ladies, it's the PPP Podcast with your host Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. It has everything you need in female entrepreneurism. In the lounge, let me take you through my sizable risks, tremendous rewards, and greatest challenges that established my career, as well as the balance I had to initiate while still remaining poised, paid, and prosperous. Female Rang, enterprises are steadily growing all over the world, contributing to household incomes and the growth of national economies. I will walk us through the successes of the fashion, apparel, and retail industries at the highest levels. Grow with me, ladies. Without further delay, here's another amazing episode of the PPP Podcast.
Hi, you guys. We're back again with another one. Y'all, guess what? I am recording on live, I have Instagram Live going. This is the first time, or second time, but first time on my actual podcast page, recording, and also on live at the same time. But whatever, we're here. I'm a little nervous, so let's get it going. So today, I would like to talk about overcoming imposter syndrome and self-doubt. How entrepreneurs build confidence and overcome feelings of inadequacy in their work. See, I'm a little tongue twisted because I'm on live. But y'all get the picture. That's what we're talking about. Overcoming imposter syndrome and self-doubt. So, you know how before, if you guys listened before, thank you guys for continuing to listen. And if you're new, welcome. This is the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering. It is a safe place for me to be transparent, open, honest, okay? I'm not teaching you guys anything. I got to remind y'all this every time. This is just my outlook and colleagues' outlook on the entrepreneur lifestyle. So overcoming imposter syndrome and self-doubt. Imposter syndrome, by the dictionary, it is a psychological occurrence in which people doubt their skills, talents, or accomplishments and have a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as frauds. Okay, so that is what that means per the dictionary. I didn't make that up. So how do we overcome it? How entrepreneurs build confidence and overcome feelings of inadequacy in their work? Personally, I always say, y'all, everything is from a personal perspective over here. How do I build my confidence? I build my confidence because I'm always confident in whatever I do. I'm confident. That's just something that that's been instilled in me since young, right? I'm a very confident female. I know my work. I know what I bring to the table. I know that I'm an asset to the world. I just know me, right? So that's how I build my confidence, or have confidence, if that makes sense. But how do I overcome the feelings? That's tough because, you know, like I said, if y'all been here before, I've talked about entrepreneurs do have feelings. So just having a feeling of self-doubt and the feeling of failure, or the way other people looking at you is it's a twist and turn. And I've spoken on, you know, the way people look at me previously on the pods. I personally don't really care how the world perceives me, because that's the way you're looking at it through your eyes. I can't control the way you look at me. That's your choice. That's your perception. That's your reality. It is what it is. And I always told you guys previously, the only person that opinion or thought of me really matters is my mother. And I still do what I want to do no matter how she think or look at any situation, because I make whatever bed and I'm going to lay in it. So with that being said, overcoming the feelings of inadequacy in our work is really just putting one foot in front of the other one for me. Accomplishing goals, you know, staying consistent. When you're not motivated, and I will always, always, always remind you guys, when you're not motivated, you have to stay consistent. You have to. Consistency is everything. That consistency is going to bring back that motivation. And I always, always, always quote that in my pods. But that's the reality of it. Just not falling all the way down. You know, it's okay. You know, that's a part of life, ups and downs. It is totally fine. Nothing is wrong with pausing, coming back, taking a brief intermission from work. Like, nothing is wrong with that. It's just about remembering why you started, reminding yourself what was the reason of starting. And I always be wanting to give up. Like, people, I'm confident in what I do, right? But sometimes I just be feeling overwhelmed, a lot of times, more than the outside world may think. But I always remember, like, why did I start this? Why did I do this? Like, even when I don't want to record the pod, and even though the pod is, like, one of my favorite things to do now, but sometimes I'm just not in the mood. Sometimes I really am not in the right headspace to be talking about anything for somebody to listen to. And when that happens, it's just like, I'd be like, nah, I got to record the pod because there's other people that's listening. There's other people that's looking forward to this. You know what I'm saying? So when I feel self-doubt in my craft, no matter what it is, I just remember, like, I know somewhere, somehow, there is someone that I don't know cheering for me. There is someone out there that I don't know that's believing in me. There is someone, or any, and it don't have to be someone that I don't know, right? It's people that I know as well. But I always think about the people that I don't know and I will probably never know, but I inspire them. That shit is what keeps me going. That shit is what keeps me going. That's the momentum. That is the momentum. That is how I overcome those feelings. That's how I build my confidence and I keep going. I just be like, there's people that's watching. And there's the good people that's watching. And then there's the people that's watching that's like, it ain't gonna work out. They waiting on you to fail. And even more so, it's like, you have to show them why they should have stuck around or why they shouldn't be doubting you, because we already have enough self-doubt in ourselves. And then there's the outside world that's putting their opinions and their thoughts and their feelings and emotions on whatever you got going on. And it's like, well, damn, why do you feel so entitled or obligated to put all that on my craft, my blessing? It don't make sense. But you have to prove those people wrong. Prove them wrong. Make them eat their dust. Okay? That's just how I look at things. And truth be told, you can't really, it's nothing that I could tell somebody to build their confidence other than it has to be in you. Like, you have to be confident in yourself. I can't have a business or brand or I can't do anything and not believe in myself but expect others to. Like, what? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, if I'm going to sell water, I have to believe that this is the best water. I don't care about no other water. I have to believe that the product that I have is the best. And I have to make other people believe that. Because if I don't believe it and I don't have that confidence in myself, no one else is going to believe in it. You get what I'm saying? Make it make sense. Like, so you got to have that confidence. You got to believe in what you're doing and believe in your brand and your product. Believe in yourself first. And when you feel like it's falling flat, remember why you started. I always have to remind myself, like, all the time, like, this shit gonna pay off. This hard work gonna pay off. Oh my God. One day it's gonna pay off. I always have to remind myself that, like, I'm such a private, open person. So it's like, I'm not really good with expressing what I'm going through. And I always tell you guys that on here. Like, I don't talk about my problems because who's going to fix them? Nobody. So when I feel like, oh, I didn't hit the quota that I wanted, it's like, damn, I just be wanting to wrap this shit up. Like, or if I'm not doing what I feel like I should be doing, when I told y'all last week, like, I got to stay. I'm never content. I'm always wanting to grow and wanting to do more. But when I feel like I'm not doing enough, that's when I feel like I'm at my weakest. That's when I feel like I'm failing. But in reality, slow motion is better than no motion. Like, period. You just got to stay in motion. That's it. When I'm down and shit not right, I'm just like, why did I start this? Why did I start whatever it is that I'm doing? Why did I start Accessories Matter? Why did I start this podcast? Because I started Accessories Matter because I wanted my own shit. Okay, truth be told, I wanted my own. I got tired of the environment that I was in and people feeling like, oh, they could tell me what to do. And no, you could tell me what to do. I'm not a person that does not take authority well. It's not that, you know, I'm cool with it. Like, I be thinking about getting a job, but I'm like, how am I gonna get a job? And I got all these jobs already. I always say I want another job. But, like, I just got tired of the workspaces that I was in. And it wasn't bad, you know, but I wanted my own thing. And I said before on a previous pod, I always wanted to be my own boss. I never, like, I ain't gonna say I never, but, like, the fact that I'm other people's boss is still mind-blowing to me. So I know why I started it. And I continue to grow it because I just want people to know, like, I want myself to know you can do it. And you can achieve all that it is that you want, right? Because I want stores all over. But then I also want the girls that grew up in the neighborhoods that I grew up in, the communities that my businesses are in, to know that it's possible. Like, yeah, you could do it too. Like, you know how many women tell me, like, you really inspire me. Like, men too. Like, that shit is what built my confidence. That's what helped me overcome the feeling of inadequacy when I'm in my work and like in my workplace or work environment, whatever the case may be. Remembering why I started and people reminding me like, you're really that girl. Like you really, do you see what you're doing? Like people really be acting like, tell me, and it's like, I know what I'm doing. I do this shit every day, but it still doesn't ring the bells like it rings for other people. I don't know. I can't explain it, but that's why it's important, and I said before, to give people their flowers. So I'll tell y'all this. Hold on. I'm smoking a little hookah, drinking a little wine, because I got a lot of pods to record tonight. But a friend of mine reached out to me, an old friend of mine reached out to me, I want to say not last week, but the week before last, and literally she made me cry. Like, I don't know. I hadn't talked to her in since almost a year. I hadn't spoken with her in almost a year. And, you know, like, she just was pouring into me. And I was just like, you know, I feel like you're speaking to me through, like, God is speaking to me through you. Because everything she was saying, I needed to hear. Like, everything she was saying, she was just like, I don't know nobody that's knowing what you're doing. Like, keep doing it. Like, to know that I could say I know the owner of this business and like it's flourishing and it's getting bigger and better every day, like be happy, be proud of yourself. And like I literally just started crying. I don't know if I was just super emotional that day or what, but like I literally was like sobbing on the phone, like, because I was like, damn, like being this girl and talking almost a year, but for you to tell me that, it's like, that's so beautiful. Like, thank you, I appreciate it, I appreciate you. She was like, nah, like, it's all good. Like, I'm telling you facts. Like, you already know that you that girl. Like, you already know what you're doing. But you got to hear it sometimes from other people. I was like, wow. And I feel like what I'm doing is just so, like, and I told her this also. I was like, I feel like I hear that, right? And I'm not saying I need to hear it, like, so much. But I feel like my job, my career has become so normal that because I've been doing it for so long now that it's just regular to people. Like, it's just like a regular job, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not regular, but it's regular because they're so used to me doing it, if that makes sense. So that's what I was telling her. I was like, I appreciate you for telling me this and acknowledging, like, and she was acknowledging it on a whole different like spectrum. Like, she was really breaking it down, and I was like, damn, like, thank you for looking at it like that. Like, thank you for looking at it the way you're looking at it. Like, seriously, I really appreciate it. Like, thank you. Thank you for acknowledging it the way that you are. Because it's not every day that people give people the flowers, and especially strangers. Like, and I'm not going to say strangers, but like, me and this girl, we were friends and we just hadn't spoken in a while. So it's just like, for her to tell me that after a year of us speaking, or almost a year of us speaking, it's like, damn, I appreciate that. Like, I really appreciate you for telling me that, because I needed it, because I've been going through so much and I've been feeling down and just not feeling my normal self. And it's not like a personal thing. It's more of a, on a business side of it, the entrepreneur side of it. Like, that should be whooping my ass. So, like, for her to tell me that, and in the way she did, I was like, I was super grateful. Like, I kept telling her thank you. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, I really, she was like, nah, like, stop telling me thank you. Like, I'm just being a friend telling another friend, like, I see you. I'm proud of you. Like, let me give myself a round of applause. Hold on. I'm just saying, y'all know, be having to give myself a round of applause every now and again, every now and again. But that was just like 2 weeks ago. And like, we've been talking like every day since, but it's like, damn, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And shout outs to everybody that, you know, whether it's me or whether it is someone else, like, just giving a person their flowers, like, letting them know, like, I see you. You ain't even got to go, like, too in-depth into it. Like, I see you. I see what you're doing. Like, I see what you got going on. That small little thing builds a person's confidence. You understand what I'm saying? Just letting a person know that you see them and you see what they're doing, that helps entrepreneurs build their confidence. That helps them overcome those feelings of self-doubt. You know? Everybody can't put their pride aside. Everybody can't let go of their ego to salute another person. That's like, and it doesn't even have to be entrepreneurs. Like, even people that work for a company, like, you know, just the employer, like, letting their staff know, like, I appreciate you. Like, I see you. I see what you've been doing. You've been working really hard. Like, those things are what builds confidence in people. Acknowledgement. And it's not that we want it, but sometimes it is needed. Sometimes a reminder, that small little reminder, can make a person go from letting go of their business to building that momentum of bringing their business to the next level. I know that shit sounds crazy, right? Depending on another person's word. And that's why I always tell y'all, like, I personally don't really depend on that for me, because the opinions of other people, I can't. Because I tell you, I'd have a gray hair. I'd be small as a stick if I thought what people thought of me or my business or what I'm doing, if I thought too much into those things. But for other people, sometimes people need that. I said, a confident individual. You get what I'm saying? So I feel like anything I do is going to be great. Like, there is no doubt about it. Like, I don't care. I don't care who's doing it. I don't care who podcast is, like, doing this and that. Like, my podcast is the shit. And can't nobody tell me nothing different, because I think that everything I do is the shit. Like, everything I touch turns into gold. Seriously. And that's how you have to feel like that about your anything. You have to literally feel like that about anything. That self-doubt could be a really, 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 I want to use the right word. That could really be a serious killer. Self-doubt. Like, self-doubt could kill a person, because self-doubt brings, like, negative thoughts, depression, stress. All that shit combined together, self-doubt can kill you, because you feel like you're unable, it's not possible. It's just failure. No, you can't think like that. And I can't say what you can and cannot do, right? But I've had to tell myself, like, it's going to get better. Like, shit is going to get better. Like, after the storm, there's going to be a rainbow. You feel me? After it storms, there's going to be a rainbow. There's going to be a rainbow somewhere. And then, you know, I always say, y'all, pray. When you feel doubt and you feel like you can't turn to nobody, or you feel like there's nobody that understands, just talk to God about it. That is literally what gets me through majority of anything. I told y'all that my favorite prayer is a serenity prayer. So, like, God grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage, right? The courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Grant me the serenity, okay, the understanding of what I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, the things that's in my hands that I'm able to do on my own time, I'm gonna change it. But I gotta know that some battles, it's not mine. Some battles is for God. Some things I just can't fix. Like, some things I just can't. Like, that's just what it is. Some things I have no control over, you know? Like, I told y'all the AC issue a while back. Like, I really had no control over that. I did it. Was it stressing me out? Hell yeah. Was it hot as hell? Hell yeah. For 2 months, damn near. But I had no control over that. I couldn't let it defeat me. You know what I'm saying? Self-doubt defeats people. I could have been like, I don't want people shopping in this heat because they're gonna talk bad about my business and da da da. I'm like, I can't do nothing about it. Just be empathetic. I told them I was empathetic with my team, and I needed my team to be empathetic with our clients because, like, what the fuck can we do? Nothing. I can't do anything. Like, it's out of my control. So that's self-doubt, y'all. You gotta watch it, man. Seriously. I'm sorry if y'all could hear, like, my background noises, but I think it's gonna be clear anyways. But, you know, I just always be letting y'all know, like, I apologize if y'all hear background noises. This is a transparent place. I'm not perfect. I'm growing. So, if I made sense, right? You, whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're a 9-to-5 worker, be the person you want to be for other people. Acknowledge people, help people, you know, just be there. Like, be what you would want. Be what you would want. Seriously. Be what you would want. If you know that you struggle with certain things, think about other people struggling with those same things. Simple. When I'm not, I tell y'all this, when I'm not able to show up for myself, I still show up for my friends. Seriously. I don't know. That's just, like, in my willpower, I guess. I don't know. But, like, so many times I can't show up for me because I have that self-doubt, or my confidence is a little low. But I still could be confident enough to talk a friend out of their situation or make a friend feel better about their situation. So I just do what I would want others to do for me. I lead by example. I tell y'all this all the time. You got to be the person you want others to be to you. Message. You hear me? Like, there is no better way to explain that. Overcoming imposter syndrome and self-doubt. Be diligent. Be passionate. You know, and that's another thing I feel like, especially with, like, people wanting, like, this new world we're in, right? And it's not really new. It's been around. But, you know, there are so many entrepreneurs that are being birthed right now, like, born and starting businesses. But, like, a lot of people don't do it because, you know, they have a passion for whatever it is. Like, some people just want to just see if they're going to make it, like, if they could do it. But then if you're not really passionate about what you're doing, then I don't think it'll last long. You're going to start to hate it. You're going to change it to something else. So always be passionate about what it is you're doing. And truth be told, like, somebody just reminded me about that, like, about something else. And they were like, you're not really passionate about this. Not about the pie, not about Accessories Matter, but about something else, right? It was like, you know, you're not really passionate about it. So that's why you're not putting the energy, you know, that you put into Accessories Matter. You're not putting that same energy into this because you're not really passionate about it. So you know what I got to do? I got to become passionate about it. I have to find a way to make that passion relight, you know, ignite. Or if it never was lit, I have to find that way to ignite it again. Because it's a reason why I started that, right? It's a reason why. Because I saw something in it. And I believed in it, and I believe in me, but I had to build that passion and that love for it like I have for Accessories Matter. Because I love Accessories Matter. I love fashion. I love uplifting women. Like, that's the thing. I like making women feel good, especially women that look like me. Listen, if we don't uplift each other, I don't know why nobody else will. Think about that. Why? Tell me why. Tell me why would another person or another group of people feel the need to uplift Black women if us Black women don't uplift each other? Or women alone, but y'all know I'm Black. So I'm talking about my sisters that look like me. Like, I love making us feel good. And that is what majority of my clientele is. The black woman. I want women to leave out of my stores confident that they're going to look good when they put these clothes on. And they're going to feel good. And they're going to get compliments. I love that. Like, I live for that. Seriously. I'm the girl that's in the restroom. Like, when I'm drunk, I'm like, oh my God, y'all all look so beautiful. Like, I don't know why. I don't know why I do that, but for some reason, I'm that girl. Like, I'm about to tell, I don't care if they look ugly or not. I'm about to tell everybody that they look good. Like, it just to make someone else feel good makes me feel good. I'm serious. I'm not just telling y'all that. You know how many girls be like, I met you in a rush. I don't even remember that they met me, but they was like, you were so nice. Now, if I'm mean to you in a restroom, you're probably mean to me first. You get what you give. And then after I tell a woman how good they look in a restroom, right? I proceed to be like, y'all follow me on Instagram. I sell a flyer's clothes. Da-da-da-da. And then it just makes them want to follow. It makes them want to look into it because, fuck, I just made them feel good. Wig might be slipping. Makeup might be sweating. But I just made her feel like it was that girl. Then I didn't like, shit. I like her energy. I like her vibe. We want to see what's up. It works for me. It does. It works for me. I can't cap. It works for me. You got to do what works for you. Seriously. So I really hope I was able to explain or give some tips on how entrepreneurs build their confidence. Again, remember why you started. Remember why you started whatever it is. Weight loss, hair journey, a business, a job, a relationship. Remember why. Remember the purpose behind it. Remember the purpose behind it. Overcoming the feeling of inadequacy in our work. Take some time off. Reflect. Think about why you started. What it is you want. The purpose. Because I told y'all, I go through so much and I be like, shit, I be wanting to throw the towel in. But I be having to thank God and look back on my life and be like, I'm so thankful I didn't quit. Like, I'm so thankful that I did not quit Accessories Matter 4 years ago or 2 years ago or during a pandemic. Like, I'm so happy that I didn't quit. All the times I wanted to quit up until today, like, I just be like, I'm so thankful. Like, thank God. Like, look how blessed my life is. Like, look what done came out of all this. I'm so happy I didn't throw the towel in all the times that I wanted to, y'all. Because, shit, I'm going to look back in about 2 more years and be like, damn, girl, look what you did. Like, so just looking back on the journey and remembering why I started, just be like, that should be a beautiful feeling. And just seeing that growth and appreciating how far I've come. I told y'all that on the last pie. You have to appreciate the levels. You have to appreciate the levels, y'all. So till next time, I hope you guys enjoyed this. Be confident in any and everything you do, okay? If you have self-doubt, pray about it and have a shot. Mwah. You've just listened to another episode of the PPP Podcast with Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. The PPP Podcast was recorded live in a studio with final editing before uploading. Subscribe today to the PPP Podcast for more incredible content. Don't miss the next episode of the PPP Podcast with Money on all mainstreaming platforms.